This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, guys. It is September 12th, 5:30. Thank you for being here, getting ready to kick off the weekend. I'm ready for it. Are you guys ready for it?
Oh, been ready for it. Super excited. And I'm really psyched about the the boxing match, Canelo and Crawford. And to be quite honest, I don't even know. I don't even watch a lot of boxing, but just seeing it around town, I'm like super hyped for it.
Yeah, that should be a big event this weekend. There's always a ton of stuff going on this weekend too. So yeah, looking forward to that. Hi, Steph.
Good morning.
What do you got going on this weekend?
So I'm dog sitting. That's my big thing this weekend. I'm dog sitting my friend's dog. He's a little Chihuahua, and if you know Chihuahua. They're little yappers. And I have a Shih Tzu who's super calm and just judges everything. So they dropped off Mamba, that's his name, last night. And it's funny just seeing the two different dynamics of dogs and their personalities. Here's Mamba. I think he's like an Aries. I call him like because he's a fiery.
That's kind of his attitude.
Sure. Yes. And Momo's definitely like an earth sign for sure. I think he's a Virgo because I feel like Virgos judge everything.
Yes.
And he's super quiet. So there's this Virgo in this Aries, two complete opposite energies. So that's going to be my big thing, is just like recording them on social media on like how different they are as far as dogs go. But I like dog sitting. It's super fun because I get to see how Momo would be like as a big brother.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the next Disney movie, Mamba and Momo.
Oh my God.
You know, like Lilo and Stitch or something. I think you have something there. So what you need to do is observe them over the weekend, see how they interact. And there's your your pitch to Disney. Like, hey, I've got an idea for a movie. It's called Mamba and Momo, and this is what we got working here.
I could totally see the resemblances between Lilo and Stitch, because Stitch is like this crazy little alien.
Yeah, there's Mamba.
That's Mamba. And then there's Momo's like, calm down. This is my family. Ohana means family.
It'll work. I'm telling you. It's the next big thing. You don't even have to pay me anything for that. That's a freebie right there.
Thank you. I'm going to give you all my credit. What are you up to this weekend, Mercedes?
Oh, this weekend I am hosting Dessert Before Dinner, which is the big Girl Scouts gala on Saturday. So that's happening over at the Wynn. I'm really excited about that. We raised a ton of money for Girl Scouts of Southern Nevada. We got that. And then watching some football on Saturday or Sunday. Got a little football last night. One of my, I hate talking about fantasy because I know some people are like, tune out. But one of my players was playing in last night's game. So that is literally the only reason why I watched last night's game. That's how fantasy sucks you in.
Who's playing this weekend? I haven't even looked yet.
Oh gosh, I mean, there's tons of games. I don't really like have the whole schedule, but you know, NFL.com.
Yes.
I'm sure you're Bear. Well, so which team do you gravitate more towards, Bears or Raiders? Like, I have no idea.
I'm gonna say Raiders for sure. Like Raiders, I'm here, so I'm gonna be all about the Raiders for sure. Yeah.
Is that just like because you live here, or is there a certain player on the team that you like?
Well, I remember following back in the day, back in the heyday, the Raiders, and I'm forgetting, what's his name? Marcus
Allen?
Yes, Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen, when I was, this is like back in the, what, 80s, 90s, right?
I just know the name.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always, you know, had that, just growing up as a kid. So, you know, yeah. That's kind of my roots. And yeah. The Raiders are here, so why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly. We always cheer for Las Vegas. When Las Vegas is successful, we're all successful. So we love that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We are going to get you another 4-pack of those Disney tickets, 7:30, Mega Minute. And then also make sure you're listening just after 6 o'clock, because we've got an early edition of Heads Up for you. And we're going to get you tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. All of that on the way. Let's do it. Time to start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Bust a Move by Young MC?
You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Just bust a move.
Do you want to hear What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera? Do you want to hear Butterfly by Crazy Town?
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in this morning. We've got some good songs for you to choose from. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, it's video game day, and Steph's putting us to the test. She's got some sound effects ready to go. Let's see who's the real gamer in the room. That is coming up next, but first, the votes are in, and Bust a Move by Young MC is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick them.
Bust it.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. So today is video game day. And in honor, Steph, you've put something together for us. Name that game.
That is correct.
All right. Great. I love the Steph games. This should be good.
Okay, here's how it goes down. Mercedes, Julian, going to go head-to-head in this game I like to call Name That Game. I'm going to play a quick clip or a sound effect from an iconic video game. Could be the 80s, the 90s, or today. And you guys have to guess what video game it is. How is your guys' knowledge on video games?
Mercedes, are you a big video game player?
I not really. I had like three games that I played. So if there's a game I'm going to lose, it's going to be this one.
Okay,
probably.
Perfect. Yeah. You're going down.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Julian's confident. I love it. So we're going to go one by one. On this game. So if a person's answers incorrectly, the other person has a chance to steal.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mercedes, you're going to go first because yesterday you won our game.
Okay.
So we'll do the honors by having you go first.
All right.
You ready to go?
I guess, yes.
Come on.
Okay, here is a video game sound number one.
Oh, I know this one. It's Pac-Man.
Is it Pac-Man?
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Okay, I got it. Got one.
All right, great job, Mercedes. Starting off pretty easy here. Julian.
Yeah?
Here is video game sound number two.
Oh, my gosh. Why is it? I should know this. Tetris.
Is it Tetris? That is incorrect. Mercedes, you have the chance to steal?
Is it Sonic the Hedgehog?
Is it Sonic the Hedgehog? That is incorrect.
Can I guess again?
We can't, but I'll give you one more try. Anyone?
Donkey Kong.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, that does not sound like a Super Mario Brothers. That was my favorite game. What is this the sound of?
The coin ding.
Oh,
he gets
the coin.
Yes.
That's probably because when I try to get the coins, or like you get the box with the unlimited coins, and you're like, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Then, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm ashamed of myself that I didn't know that one.
That's okay. Let's keep continuing.
Okay.
Mercedes, this is video game sound number three.
Now, is that Sonic?
Is that Sonic? Oh, you guys.
I don't know.
I feel like, how much time do we have? I feel like this game is going to go on for a long time.
We only got a few minutes, so hopefully we can get another point on the board.
Man. How about a few hours?
Julian, do you want to guess sound number three we just played?
Sure, why not? The Legend of Zelda.
Is it The Legend of Zelda? You are correct.
Good job. All right.
Julian and Mercedes, you guys are one right now.
It was a very educated, I just guessed.
Well, that's a great guess. Julian, this is video game sound number four.
Hadouken!
Can you do that again?
Hadouken!
Is that a movie clip? What's going
Hadouken!
On here? I'll be look.
Any guesses?
Galaxy?
Is it Galaxy? Mercedes for the steal.
This was my favorite video game.
No.
That is Street Fighter.
Is it Street Fighter?
That is Hadouken! Sonic Boom!
Yes,
Sonic Boom!
This is the closest.
I love that video game.
Wow.
Okay. That was very impressive.
Mercedes for the steal. Great job.
Oh, man.
All right, let's bring it back to you, Mercedes. Video game sound number five.
Mortal Kombat!
Is it Mortal Kombat?
I played all the violent games.
You know your movies, you know your actors, you know your video games.
Just, I remember, finish him, yanks off his arms, blood goes spurting everywhere. It was like terrible.
All right, Julian, I have faith in you.
Okay.
Here is video game sound number six.
Oh my gosh, I should know this. My memory's bad on this stuff. I know.
We need an answer.
Donkey Kong.
Is it Donkey Kong? That is incorrect. Mercedes for the steal.
That is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sorry, Mercedes tripped the game. It's been 4-1. I think we have to give it to you. Mercedes, you are the winner of Name That Game.
I'm the gamer.
Wow.
I was just ready for Fortnite. Who knew that my knowledge of Mortal Kombat would get me a win on this Friday? That's crazy, crazy. I love it.
Congratulations, Mercedes.
Congratulations.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, you guys. It is September 12th, 6:02. Thank you so much for starting your day off with you. Made it to the weekend. Julian, you sound excited about your weekend plans. You really have some big plans this weekend.
Yeah, big plans, Mercedes. It's the, you know what it is? It's the little things in life. My buddy Lane hits me up the other day. He's like, I got 2-for-1. I got a 2-for-1 promo or discount for the buffet. And the backstory is that I'm not a buffet guy. Like, I've probably been to the buffet one time in my life, and I don't even remember that. So I'm just curious, number one, who's got the best buffet in Vegas and why? The number is 702-364-9400. Feel free to call and text. But, yeah, it's going to be at the Rampart Casino in Summerlin. And I've never been. I'm excited because I like a good deal.
I wish I had some insight for you. I am not a buffet person at all. I don't know. Unless it's like one of the fancy buffets, but then I'm too scared to go to those because they're like $100 to go to. You know, like the buffet at Wynn, I know, is really popular, but I think it's like, I think brunch is like $60 and then dinner's like $80, if I'm not mistaken. Has anyone been? Steph, have you been to the buffet at the Wynn before?
Yes, I have. It's good. I don't know. I haven't gone to a lot of buffets recently here in Vegas, but I've gone to like the big ones, like Bacchanal at Caesars.
One's expensive too, though, right? Like $100.
Look, I've only been once. And
No. Yeah, totally.
Yes, it is pricey. And it was okay. I don't know if it really lived up to the hype, in my opinion. Maybe I just went on a day that, you know, wasn't the best, but I really liked seafood. And they said Bacchanal Buffet, go for the crab legs.
Yeah.
And
premium.
They serve the crab legs cold. And I like my crab legs warm. So maybe it's a preference thing.
I know that I just read an article the other day that says that the buffet in Vegas is dying. And it's mainly like a thing for the tourists. Not a lot of the locals are going anymore. And they say that the big new trend now, and I see this a lot, is the food hall. And the food hall is kicking the buffet out. Like, if you look at the Rio Carnival World Buffet, that's gone. The Aria Buffet, that's gone. And they're replaced with the canteen food hall, the Proper Eats food hall. And they're just saying, like, the younger crowds, they don't want, like, all that food sitting in, like, warming trays. They want cool, like, bites that they can get a little bit of everything, like sushi or gourmet burgers or pizza, all just in one place where it's like a better quality and just like a cooler vibe, you know? Like, let's be honest, the buffet vibe's not very cool, you know? And that's what people are looking for, I guess, according to the article I read.
So maybe I'm wrong. I always thought, to be honest, ladies, before I moved here, I always thought buffets was part of the Vegas culture, like part of the DNA.
I think back in the day it was.
I think COVID had a lot to do with it. So when COVID happened and everything shut down, now these buffets are trying to reinvent themselves. And you have to think about it. When you're at a buffet, all of these serving spoons and these things, everyone's touching it. So I think a lot of the things that happened during the pandemic, a lot of the world shifted and the buffets kind of went downhill.
See, this is how I think. I'm just thinking about the deal. I'm not thinking about the spoons and who's used this or that. I'm just honestly, to be honest with you, I'm not, you know, if I can get a good deal and spend $20, $30 all you can eat, I like, and I'm not saying I'm going to eat a ton, but I like having those options. And I'll take like, you know, let's say a 10 is top tier, right? I'll take a 6 or 7 or even a 5. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, you know? Some people love buffets. I just think they're dying in Vegas. They really are. That's like the trend is going towards more of the food hall thing and stuff like that. But I'll give it to places like Wynn and Caesars. Like, their buffets, I think, are the gold standards for sure. They still do it big, but yeah, it's definitely, it can come with a hefty price tag sometimes. So yeah, we'll have fun at the buffet.
I'll give you a report card.
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, just based on what you said, I'm sure you're going to love it. So, I noticed like all the buffets are closing. We're getting some texts here. Half of the buffets they took out of the casinos. Yeah, Bellagio Buffet is good, someone says. Let us know how that goes.
I will. My standard's probably a little bit the same, but it's cool.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning for your Friday 7:30. More Disneyland tickets for you with the Mega Minute in just a few minutes, an early edition of Heads Up for your Renaissance Festival tickets. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Ed Sheeran just pushed play on a whole new era. His new album is here, and the single Camera officially dropped. We're going to give you a listen coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Well, Ed Sheeran is trending this morning. His new album is finally out. This song, Azizam, is on there, which had previously been released. But the new album is called Play, and it comes with the newly released single today that they're focusing on. And that is called Camera. Here's a listen. This is Camera off of Ed's new album, Play.
I don't need a camera to capture this moment.
I really like it. I think we should play it, like, after What's Trending. And I think you guys, I don't know. I don't want to bias anyone either way, but I think it's a really good sound. The single and the video both dropped last night. The video stars Bridgerton's Phoebe Dynevor, so that is out. Fans, like I said, have already been vibing with some of the other singles, Azizam, Old Phone, Sapphire, a little more, and now with Play, we're getting the full picture, including Camera.
Let me tell you, last night I watched that video probably three times. What a tearjerker. It is, you know what it is, Mercedes? It's very Ed Sheeran. You know, that dude is such a poet.
He's really good at tugging on those heartstrings, that is for sure.
He really is. And not to sidestep from the actual song, but you know, I didn't know he had that many tattoos. Did you know this?
Yeah, he's got like a sleeve on both arms.
He's covered.
Yeah.
He's got tattoos on his chest and his back. I'm like, wow. I mean, I think it's cool. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album, back to the album, it's the start of a whole new chapter for Ed. He is mixing, you know, the global sounds, which I think is kind of cool. He's got Indian and Persian music. He's got a touch of Irish folk music going on there. And then, like we were just saying, he's kind of sliding back into those heartfelt ballads that we already love. And here's the twist, though. With Play, this is just the first of five. So he's planning a series of the albums named after the media buttons. So we're going to eventually get Pause, Fast Forward, Stop, and Rewind. And he says Rewind is basically done, but we're going to have to wait a year and a half for that one. But yeah, to celebrate this morning at 9 a.m., he's going to go live with his first ever Tiny Desk live stream concert. So this is going to be a live one, not just a tape one. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, his live stuff is always so good. And the fact that this guy's got all these albums ready to go, it's like, I mean, I would love to be a fly in the wall to see this dude's workflow.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they're working all ready yet. He just has the one Rewind that he says is almost done, but that's just kind of going to be the,
sure,
you know, and but before he did the Mathematics one. And so I love how he has like his themes for his sets of albums. It's kind of cool. So if you're already thinking about taking a trip down under, his Loop Tour hits Australia in 2026 with huge stadium shows. Tickets are on sale now. Although there have been rumors that he may also be coming to the States. So if he did, that would be amazing. I saw him at Allegiant last year and he was absolutely insane. So good. And that is What's Trending. Okay, let's do it. Time to win this morning. We've got your tickets right now with an early edition of Heads Up to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park, October 10th through the 12th. Your tickets right now. All you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds to win the tickets in this category. Since Friday, we only have one left, and that category is On Tap. So like I said, 6 and 60, and you are going to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Caller 20, you are playing right now, 702-364-9400. That's the new single from Ed Sheeran. It's called Camera on Mix 94.1. We want to know what you guys think. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix
Mix 94.1.
Etiel, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Hey, everyone. Thank you.
All right. Let's do this. We want to make you a winner here with Heads Up. We've got these Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets for you. So your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It is On Tap. National Beer Lovers Day was on Sunday, so these are all things that are associated with beer and alcohol. Etiel, do you... Are you?
I love beer.
Okay, cool. Oh, perfect. I was just going to ask you that. Do you drink beer? Do you know anything? Okay, I don't, but we're going to still get this. 6 and 60 is all we need, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Etiel, Heads Up, and your 60 seconds start now.
This is where they create the beer. At a what?
A brewery.
Yes. If you go to the bar at like 5 o'clock, they usually have this kind of a special.
Happy hour.
Yes. This is a game that you play with red solo cups and a little ball.
Beer pump.
Yes. You might, if you're having a party, you might buy one of these, a big one, and then tap it.
Okay.
Yes. If you just want to have a little more than 5 beers, you might buy one of these to take home. Yes. If you are going to a wedding, sometimes they have one of these so you don't have to pay for your drinks.
An open bar.
Yes. Wow.
Easy.
Etiel, you just killed that. That was so good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I told you I like beer.
I mean, you just knew your stuff. It was so easy. What a great partner you were. Thanks for playing. We got those tickets for you to check out the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park in October. You are in for free. Congratulations. More winning to come. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your tickets to Disney. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Finally, a Friday. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you ever want to comment on the show, have a song request, want a shout out, call us or text us 702-364-9400. Okay, guys, I think we need to have a little bit of a meeting here. Okay. Are you guys cool if we do a little meeting, maybe on air, do this meeting? Normally, I would say this for after the show, but I got to bring something up. Okay.
Uh-oh.
No. Uh-ohs.
Good meeting, bad meeting.
It is an open forum here. I just want to say that starting today, I think we need to institute a new rule around here. You know, sometimes offices have certain rules, mm-hmm. and sometimes, you know, your office may have a weird rule, but it makes sense for your office. And that's kind of what I want to do. I came in yesterday morning and I went in the office and I immediately got smacked in the face with a smell. It was so bad. I was like, you know, when something is like so strong. And you stop and look around and I'm like, where is that coming from? At first I thought maybe like the AC like filter had died or something. I don't know. Or maybe someone left like their gym shoes in the office. And then I spotted it. I looked and in our office trash can, there was half a bowl of a Caesar salad.
Oh,
no lid on it. The dressing, the lettuce, the Parmesan, the croutons.
Oh my.
Sat in there all night just marinating.
Really?
Caesar truly won that battle. It was so disgusting. So I propose a new rule for our office. Absolutely no food in the trash cans. Absolutely not. If you want to throw out your food, your leftovers or whatever, we got to throw it out in the break room garbage. Is that fair? Are we okay with that? And it's nothing personal. It's just, it was just not good.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of like a common rule that we always food out into the break room. Who is this culprit?
Yeah, I think, you know what? Let me talk to our engineer, Tracy. I think I saw him eating a Caesar salad yesterday and then dispersing it in the trash can. Let me talk to him after the show, Mercedes. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Okay, because I'll be honest. I thought it was your salad because you're like the salad guy around here.
Okay, it probably was.
Wait, you're blaming someone else? It was you?
I was just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But I'm not going to blame him. But
I didn't know that it was a no-no, and you have incredible, you have an incredible sense of smell. You really do.
Well, you didn't know, and that's why I'm conducting this meeting.
Yes.
Because I you didn't know. You didn't know. And so, like I said, this is nothing personal. I just want to kind of set out the ground rules, not meant to you know, for you to take this personal at all. But yeah, no food in there. Because we have no, like, windows. You close the door, and everything in there is going to stay in there. And I was like, why?
And plus, Jolene doesn't know that our cleaning people don't come every night.
No.
They come every other.
Yeah,
and so if, let's say, yesterday was the day that they don't come, it's not going to be cleaned out. And unfortunately, the smell, it will reek.
Is there something wrong with my sense of smell, or I just have none? Because I noticed Mercedes has an incredible sense of smell. I honestly, I swear to you, I didn't smell a thing. Nothing.
Oh my gosh. I walked in there. I was like, ooh,
what is that? Yeah. I don't go into the offices much, so I believe it. When you're walking in, it's locked up for hours. So there's people that come in.
Yeah.
That don't come in there.
Has anyone had a rule that you had to create for your home or for your workplace because someone else did something? And you're like, okay, from here on out, we're not doing that anymore. 702-364-9400. Someone does one little thing and suddenly there's like a policy. Like maybe your office had to ban popcorn after someone burned a bag and set off the fire alarm, or maybe, like, there's a rule in my house that there's just no shoes allowed. Like you take off your shoes in our house, and sometimes it's awkward, and I'll be honest, sometimes I don't enforce it because I just don't want to go through the conversation. But like, you know, people come over and they're like stomping in, I'll say, stop. Do you guys have any weird rules for your house? 702-364-9400.
By the way, Mercedes, that's not odd at all for us Asian people. That's common, that's standard, right? That's a standard. I'll never forget, I've had multiple people spill drinks on my countertop in my home. So what I'll do, I go overboard. Anyone comes over, I don't care who you are, I give you a stack of paper towels. Not one, not two, I give you 10, and you have to put everything, whether it's a drink or food, I literally mean anything. If you're in my house, you're putting it underneath your plate, cup, whatever it is.
Do you have coasters?
I do, and I'm weird, okay? I think this is pretty obvious. I use them for decor. I don't know why. I just like having them there. I use paper towels, been using them forever, and I'm just, I guess it's habitual. I don't know.
Not very environmentally friendly.
Well, I reuse them sometimes. How about that?
Do you make your guests reuse them?
Like, sometimes.
Here's my paper towel from 3 days ago. Yeah. You got to use it.
It's so funny to say that. Yeah, there's no stains on them. Yeah, they don't know.
We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, growing up, my mom made a rule that all drinks had to stay in the kitchen. My sister spilled grape soda on the beige carpet one time, and that was it. It was banished forever. This one says, we had to make a rule at my office that nobody reheats fish in the microwave. Oh. One guy did it once, and that smell lingered for 3 days. Oh my gosh. Who does that? Like, who thinks that's okay to microwave fish at work? Wait, don't tell me you would.
Oh my God. When I moved from Seattle, I never knew it was such a running thing. They sent out an email saying, who's the guy, I swear to you on everything, who's cooking fish or microwaving fish? I had no idea. It's not intentional. It's not, but yeah, that was me.
I feel like you you have kind of a lack of regard of what other people have to go through.
Is it because I'm an only child, maybe?
That's exactly what it is. Only child syndrome right here. You nailed it.
I'm learning.
You know what? That's why I wanted to implement the new rule. You know, just please, if we're going to eat in office, totally cool, but don't throw away your stuff. And now I think you're going to have a conversation with our engineer who you totally threw under the bus for what you
Sorry,
did.
Tracy.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Christy, you're caller 20.
Woo! Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. You are in for Beat Mercedes.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Let's get you this diamond pendant. $125 diamond pendant from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. You just got to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. We had a winner this week, Christy. So that would be really cool if we had two winners in the same week. You think you can do this?
I'm hoping.
Okay. Yeah, maybe luck is on your side. I'm excited for you. All right. I'm going to leave the studio right now and give you a shot at this. Good luck, Christy.
Thank you.
All right. She is leaving the studio. She cannot hear a thing. Christy, I'm going to break down the rules for you. Okay, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Okay, once you say "got it," I'm going to stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Does that sound good?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, Christy, let's do it. Beat Mercedes starts now. What you got? You got it? You have 3 seconds.
It is All the Things, Ricardo Braga.
Say that one more time. All the Things what?
All the Things he said, Ricardo Braga.
I heard Ricardo
Braga.
Something. Braga. Okay.
Braga.
Can you spell it for me?
B-R-A-G-A.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Let's bring in Mercedes. And in the meantime, I hear you have the day off. Lucky you.
Yeah, I do. I'm just hanging out, getting ready to do my doggies' toenails.
Oh, well, shout out to the doggies. Beautiful. Okay, Mercedes, I believe, are you...
I am here, okay. Yes.
You ready?
I am ready to go. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Beat Mercedes, and the sound starts now.
Oh, God.
Oh, got it. All the Things She Said, Tattoo.
All the Things She Said, Tattoo.
Oh, my gosh, that intro.
I know, that intro is, I know, it's a toughie. Okay, we got Steph with official scores.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock kind of later for you.
I know.
13.3 seconds.
Okay.
And you're correct, All the Things She Said... is it Tattoo or T-A-T-U?
It's Tattoo.
It is Tattoo. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You are correct on that. Okay. Christy, she knew that it was All the Things She Said, but stopped the clock at 15.3 seconds and thought the artist was Ricardo Braga.
Oh!
Whoa! I know. Not sure where there was.
Hey,
but
yeah.
You still won.
Wow, Christy. With that, it was, talk about random. I do remember this song, though. I remember it being big for a hot second. And yeah, this intro blasted. This is what threw us all off.
Yes.
So there you go. Now our jackpot, our diamond pendant, $150 for Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is finally a Friday. You made it. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. I am ready for the weekend. I don't know if you guys have ever felt like this, but has technology ever just betrayed you? Just completely betrayed you? I love technology. Like, honestly, I do. I mean, most of the time, I feel like it makes our lives so much easier because I can pay with my phone. I can track my steps. I can order groceries without ever stepping foot in a store. So technology is amazing. But every once in a while, instead of saving the day, it completely backfires and makes everything worse. Case in point, this week, I walked out of a store crying.
No,
like literally crying. I had to go to Target this week to grab a quick birthday gift and a card for my friend's kid. And I was already on edge when I went in. It was just one of those days. Every little thing kept piling up. And so by the time I pulled into Target, all I wanted to do was just go in there, grab the birthday gift, grab the card for my friend's kid. That's it. No browsing, nothing, just in and out. And I went up to the self-checkout little area and I scanned my stuff. I go to pay and my card's not reading for some reason. I try again and it's not reading. And I'm just like looking at the machine. I'm looking around. I do it again. And at that point, I feel the people kind of shifting their carts and staring at me. Like, I literally feel the heat of their eyes on the back of my head. So I try one more time and the machine makes it worse. This big red screen flashes, card declined.
Oh, and everyone sees it too, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Was like he was announcing it over the store intercom. And here's the thing. I had other credit cards with me. I did. But it was just like, I was just so over the day and I just couldn't handle the pressure of the line or the stares of the humiliation anymore. So I left my stuff right there in the bagging area, left it, walked right out to my car, shut the door, cried. That was it. Like, it was just one of those things. Have you ever felt betrayed by technology where it's just like, this is supposed to make my life easier. Why is it so difficult? 702-364-9400. And also why I saw myself in the security camera at the door at Target. And that is just a self-esteem killer, that camera right there. That is the worst camera in the entire world. I hate that camera.
Oh, I can relate when it comes to the credit cards. I had, you ever seen those vanilla gift cards? It's like a credit card, but it has like an amount of credit on it, like $50 or something.
No, I hadn't heard of that before.
Okay,
no.
So someone gave it to me as a gift. It's basically, essentially, it's a credit card. And I was actually at Chipotle. This happened maybe like a month ago. I was at Chipotle. Same thing happened, very similar. It wasn't reading properly. But, I mean, after trying it a couple times, I'm like, I mean, to be honest with you, there was people behind me. I'm like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I just went to the side and I called the company.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did all. No, hold on.
At Chipotle?
At Chipotle. So imagine the scene, Mercedes. So I did not hold up the line, right? I just handled it. I said, you know what? No problem. I'll just go to the side. I'll get it handled. And I think with those type of cards, you need to get like a release on some purchase that sometimes it's kind of funky. But yeah, technology definitely failed me like it did for you. But, you know, I'm one of those types. I'm just going to handle the situation here. I'll just step over to the side. Won't bother anyone. But I also understand you were having like a day.
Yeah, you gave it a chance. I didn't give it a chance after that. I was done. And so I got home and I actually called about the card. And my husband's literally right there as I'm calling. And I know he was like kind of a half listening. And then at one point he kind of waved at me and I was like, huh, I'm on the phone. He's like, no. And he's pointing to the counter. It turns out that card expired and our new ones were literally sitting on the counter in front of me. He had already activated them. So I was like,
awesome.
So the whole time he could have just told
me. He didn't realize it when I was at Target, but like it wasn't until I was on the phone with them trying to get someone on the phone. And then he's like, oh, the new cards are right there. So yeah, 702-364-9400. We're getting some text here. This one says, I was trying to buy my lunch at Panera and Apple Pay froze. I stood there while the cashier just stared at me. I ended up pretending I wasn't hungry and just walked out. I'm a walker outer with you. Like, I'm not dealing with it. This one says, my Zoom unmuted itself in a meeting and everyone heard me yell at my kids to stop fighting.
Oh my gosh.
The silence afterward was worse than the yelling. I'm always terrified like something like that is going to happen to me on a Zoom call with either the video if it's off or the audio. I'm so paranoid when it comes to Zoom calls.
I'm right there with you. And the thing, not to make matters worse in that situation, in that texting situation, but a lot of those Zoom calls are recorded.
Don't they have to tell you, though, that they're recorded?
I don't know. At least you know.
I think it shows a little thing. Because if they don't tell me they're recording me, I don't know. Steph, have you ever had technology betray you?
This past Tuesday at the Aces game. It was so frustrating. So the tickets, they're all digital and they're on the app. And I had 4 tickets, 2 for me and my husband and then 2 for my friends. So I just texted them the tickets. It's pretty easy. You just, you send it. You make sure you have the right phone number. Whatever. It gets sent. I asked my friend, you got the tickets, right? He goes, yep, got them. We're about to enter the venue. I scan me and James's tickets, and my friend, the tickets I sent to, it's not coming up on the app. And I'm like, dude, I sent them to you. So imagine this. When we get in, it's James and I on one side of the rope, and then our other friends on the other side of the rope. We're like, bye.
Oh my gosh.
So now he's like, they're not opening. They're not opening. I'm like, oh my gosh, right in front of all the T-Mobile Arena workers. They're like, do you guys need to go to the box office? And I was like, do I have re-entry? And they're like, no, but we will make an exception for you this time.
Oh, wow. Because they literally just saw you, but yes. Everyone finally got in, right?
So we go to the box office. I had to go on my app, retrieve back the tickets. Everything ended up being fine. But just imagine being at T-Mobile Arena. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm on one side of the rope. He's on the other.
Right.
And then the employees are just like, just go.
At some point, I might have been like, well, sorry. See ya.
Yeah,
I'm on the
right
side of things. This text just came in. It says, I was trying to complain to my wife about a bad friend. My phone accidentally sent that text to that friend.
Oh,
not my wife. Never saw them again. Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times on text for sure.
When you're talking bad about someone, make sure your devices are not around you.
That is really bad. So yeah, I mean, if you've never cried in your car after a Target run, are you even living? I'm telling you, it's just technology. It's supposed to make life so much easier. Let's try right now to make your life a little easier with tickets to Disneyland. It's time for the Mega Minute. Caller 20 right now, you get to play for a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Not only will you win if you conquer the Mega Minute, but you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with upgraded 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20, you just have to answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds or less, and if you do that, you are going to Disneyland. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute. It's a Friday. We want to end it on a good note. We had a winner yesterday. Can we do it again today? Let's make it happen. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Chanel is caller 20. Good morning, Chanel. Woo-hoo.
Good morning.
How you doing on this Friday?
We're doing good. We're on our way to school right now.
Awesome. You're with your son, Landon, in the car. Hi, Landon.
Hi.
Oh, I love it, guys. Hi. Are you guys ready to win these tickets to Disneyland?
We are.
Let's do it. We've got the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions ready for you. 60 seconds. Okay. You get them all correct in that time, and you will win. If either one of you knows the answer to one of these questions, just shout it out. Because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next one, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Chanel and Landon, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to that question, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Olaf is a character from which Disney movie?
Frozen.
Yes, how many degrees are in a circle?
How many degrees are in a circle? Pass.
What professional sport does Lionel Messi play?
Soccer.
Yes, the Saja Boys are a fictional band in which movie?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yes, the Disney California Adventure ride Mike and Sully to the Rescue is based off of which movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Yes, Selena Gomez is in which Hulu show with Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Pass.
Russell is a wilderness explorer from what Disney movie?
Pass.
Yes,
pass.
The music genre R&B stands for what?
Pass.
Which car company makes the Mustang?
Ford. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, yes. No. What kind of alcohol is usually put in an espresso martini?
Pass.
Well, how many degrees are in a circle?
How many degrees are in a circle? 360. No.
Yeah, yes, that is correct. Yes. Selena Gomez is in which Hulu show with Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Oh, darn it.
Chanel and Landon, you guys did so well. But yes, we had to go back to a few after skipping them and didn't quite get it done. Selena Gomez is in the show Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin and Martin Short. That is on Hulu. The music genre R&B stands for rhythm and blues. And the kind of alcohol that is usually put in an espresso martini is vodka. Oh, my heart. I'm so bummed. I'm sorry, Chanel, Landon. You guys did a great job. That means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, a four-pack to Disneyland, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the Disneyland hotels along with upgraded tickets. Caller 20, you get them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by...
Cut down on all the deadly crashes across the valley. Officers have identified the 12 most dangerous intersections in their jurisdiction, and they're pulling staff from regular duties to specifically patrol them. Some of the worst include Charleston and Decatur, Flamingo and Rainbow, Charleston and Wallapai, Blue Diamond and Arville, and Tropicana and Decatur. Now, the crackdown started in early August, and it's already shown a lot of success, according to Metro. They're targeting the three behaviors that make crashes deadly: speeding, failure to yield, and impairment. So far this year, 108 people have lost their lives on local roads, and last year there were 160. So Metro is really hoping to bring that number down to no more than 125 by the end of the year, even with the upcoming holiday season when the alcohol-related crashes typically spike.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to all the intersections and the names and all that, but I've seen some crazy stuff already. So I, you know, when it comes to safety, I'm for this. 100%.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that would not be for this.
Exactly.
This is, yeah, we definitely want this to happen for sure. Also this morning, the latest National Coffee Data Trends report confirms what most of us already know. Americans love their coffee. 2/3 of adults in the U.S. drink it daily, averaging nearly 3 cups per person. Breakfast at home continues to be the most popular coffee moment, but cold brew and frozen blends are really climbing fast, especially during the summer months. Drive-through orders and mobile app pickups, they're also at record highs, while grocery store beans remain the top choice for at home brewing. And with National Coffee Day coming up on September 29th, coffee culture definitely alive and well, and Americans are drinking more than ever.
On average, how many cups are you doing per day?
Just two. I do one on my way here, which I still haven't finished that one, and then I'll do another one later on in the morning. How about you?
I'm probably doing two. Here's the thing, though. You have control. I don't. So it's... I don't know why. I wish I could just drink black coffee, and I can't. So I end up putting, like, you know, sweetener, even sugar-free sweetener in it just to taste something. And I think that's the issue, right?
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, it's just the issue of like putting things in it. I always got to have something in it. And
I don't drink black coffee, for the record. So I could never drink black coffee.
Wait, hold on. What do you put in it then?
I just put coconut milk in there. Yeah, there's no way I could ever drink black coffee. It's just so bitter for me. I need to water it down with a little bit of milk.
But what you're doing is a lot healthier than what a lot of us are doing.
What are you putting in?
Oh, my goodness. I'm putting pumpkin spice, some chocolate. It's sugar-free, but at the end of the day, it's still sweet. It's probably artificial sweeteners, obviously. And then I'm also putting some coconut milk in there as well. So it's a lot.
What's your go-to order, Steph, when you order your coffee?
Oh, when I'm ordering coffee, I'm the basic girl of the PSL. I love the pumpkin spice latte. If it's not in season, I'll do a hazelnut latte. But just at home, my regular day coffee is just coffee with a dash of almond milk.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Just pretty simple.
Yeah. And I don't even finish it sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm wasting it.
Do you taste the almond milk, though, if you're just putting a dash in it? I mean, it's just essentially black coffee.
It's not to taste it. I think it's to not make the black coffee so harsh.
Exactly.
That's why I do it. I don't do it to taste coconut milk. I don't even taste coconut milk, honestly. I just do it to not make it so, so strong. Is that how you are, Steph?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just do it just to make sure it's not that strong. And even looking at certain coffees, I'm like, that has a lot of milk in it. And I'll kind of judge people off different.
Yeah, you can tell coffee. When you get the order and you're like, wow, that's light brown.
Yeah.
Really light brown.
And I'll stay at the coffee place and I'll taste it before I leave because sometimes I know that, I already know I'm not going to like it, but I'll give it a chance.
Have you ever gone back to return it?
I have. I have once. But other than that, if I'm in a hurry, I'm just like, I'll just suck it up and just drink it. I feel bad if I have to have them make them reorder, especially if it's busy.
I'll just drink it no matter what, because the bottom line is I'm just doing it for the caffeine. So however way I got to do it, we'll just do it. Finally, this morning, a new survey has found that almost half of people say, speaking of calories don't count when they're on vacation. Do you guys feel this way when you go on vacation? Are you like calories, health, it's out the window? Another 56% admit that their budgets disappear, and 59% skip normal responsibilities like working out or even tidying up. Are you one of those people that when I'm on vacation, I am literally on vacation from everything, all my worries, all my rules, all the standards I set for myself?
110% guilty. And then I tell myself, oh yeah, I'm going to work out. I'll work it off when I get back from vacation. I'm going to change my lifestyle. Never do. Never do. I just say it to myself to make me feel better about myself. What about you?
It's so funny because I am that way. I will eat whatever I want on vacation, and that's my whole justification. This is vacation. I'm supposed to enjoy myself. And the weirdest thing, we went to Europe a couple summers ago, and we were in France, and I ate everything. I ate the croissants, the pain de chocolat. We would get gelato all the time. I was eating these just delectable things. I came home. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get on the scale. I'm going to, I probably gained 10 pounds. I ate everything. I lost 4 pounds.
What?
I lost 4 pounds. I was like, wow. I mean, bread with butter, everything. And I think it was I walked so much during that trip, and B, I just feel like the food in Europe is better. Like there's no preservatives. They have very high standards when it comes to their food, and it's whole food. And I just was like, that's it. I'm just going to start eating the European way, because I was like, I ate everything I ever wanted. It was crazy.
I was going to say, that's the key. Just eat everything that's European, and then that'll solve all our problems.
Well, I just think you have to actually be in Europe, and you have to actually move. And maybe that's why we're having some problems. Who knows?
Yeah.
Mix 94.1. Happy Friday. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever noticed how quick people can be to size you up before they even know you? Like, the judging is so real. Some people, like, they'll wear it on their face when they're judging, or others try to hide it a little bit better, but you still feel it. And it's one of those things that can really stick with you if you're trying to brush it off. And Steph, you kind of had one of those moments recently with your dad where this happened to you.
Yeah, this happened at when I was visiting San Diego a couple weekends ago. We were out at lunch, me, my dad, and my mom, and we were sitting at a table, And I noticed a group of a family come in. And just for reference, my dad, he's in his 60s, but he has 10 tattoos. And his tattoos range from like on his neck, all over his arms. And you can tell they're like fresh ink because one of them still, it's just, it's really black and yeah. You could just tell. So this family walks in and you could tell by the way that they're walking and the way their body language is, it was as if they were judging my dad a little bit. They were staring at him and then my dad would look and he would just have this like bright smile at them as if he's used to people judging him for his tattoos. And I don't know, I think it's just like the protective daughter in me. When I noticed the mom of the family look over and stare, at first I was like, I'm gonna brush it off, whatever. Then I noticed her talking to her kids and her husband and kind of pointing to my dad. Then they looked over. And that's when I said, you know what? I'm gonna stare right back at them. So I stared right back at them just to give them that like awkwardness.
Uh-huh. So they could feel how you're feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when I did that, immediately looked away. But it's like one of those things, like, I don't like it when people judge my dad for what he looks like. He is such a kind person. Yes, he's a psychic. Yes, he's a musician. He's a very out there kind of person. But deep down inside, he's one of the best men I know. So when I see that, it frustrates me on why they judge him just based solely off his looks.
I think that is just, I'm not condoning it because that's so annoying. And I that would bug me too. I think it's one thing to notice someone, but it's another to like flat out stare, you know? Sure. And I really admire your dad for being able to just brush that off, because I get why you feel protective of him. I would feel the same way. I think I might say something in that situation just to let them know that behavior is kind of rude.
Yeah, you know? You should have been smart and said like, beautiful tattoos, huh? You want to take a picture?
Like some sarcasm thrown in there.
Just throw it back. Is he a big guy? Is he really big?
He's tall. He's a taller gentleman, but he is like, I don't see myself being that confrontational to somebody because I feel like I'm more afraid of myself than I am afraid of strangers. Cause I feel like I might like heat up and I might say things that I might not want to. So I do the little passive aggressive things to strangers is just stare. Then I would to say something.
Okay. I was going to say just kill people with sarcasm, but yeah, it's good to know. And the size thing always like it kind of adds to it too. Tattoos, big guy, you know, people are just, it is what it is. You know, unfortunately that's that stigma.
In yeah.
This, yeah.
For my dad, it's like they judge him on the tattoos. Is there something that people judge you on?
What have you been judged on? Or what do you feel like the judgment just seeping through? 702-364-9400. This text just came in. It says, I get judged all the time for still living with my parents at 28. But hey, rent is free and my mom does laundry. So judge away. I used to be one of those people that would like 28. You know what? I get it now. I get it. My brother is just a year older than you. And he still lives with my mom. And it's not because he doesn't want to buy a house. It's not because he doesn't want to move out. He wants to help her. He doesn't want her to be alone. And he also, you know, the housing market in Colorado is insane right now. He's just like, I haven't found anything. So I used to kind of think that way too. I see it completely different now, you know?
I actually think that's sweet. Like, that's really empathetic, right?
Yeah, he's just a good person and he does not want her to be alone. It all started during COVID. And yeah, he's had plenty of opportunities to go, but he's just like, I just don't want to leave her alone. She likes having me here. This one says, I always feel judged at Starbucks when I order the complicated drink with like 7 modifications. Sorry, barista, but I like what I like. Do you ever feel judged?
Oh, gosh, I get judged all the time. I'm used to it. And honestly, it isn't. I don't care because it happens all the time. It happened actually last week. People always ask me if I work in tech. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. I would never assume you work in tech.
Because I'm Asian. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Is that, I mean, gosh, I know lots of people who work in tech that aren't Asian. Is that a stereotype?
Yeah, it's a stereotype because people think I'm smart, and I'll tell anyone I'm the dumbest guy on the planet. I'm the dumbest guy. I really am. Like, I'm not analytical. I got my mom's side of the brain. I it is what it is. I speak with emotion. Maybe I'm a little street smart, but yeah, I mean, by society standards, I ain't smart. You're asking me about the SATs? Don't ask me. Know what I mean? And yeah, so I get the tech thing all the time, and
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
I don't feel like that's like a diss in any way. Like, do you work in tech? I wouldn't be like offended by that. I'd actually be like, wow, thank you. You know, I take that as a compliment. If someone thinks that I work in tech, that must make them think I'm really smart.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it that way. Well, thank you so much. Yes, I do work in tech.
I thought I was going to say that people judge you on your blue hair.
No, not really. No.
Oh, good.
No. It's really the tech thing. I get it all the time. Like, literally, probably, I got it last week.
I thought it was the glasses, too. Maybe it was like, oh, you know, the glasses.
It's the glasses. Yeah. Little nerdy,
he's
maybe.
A smart man.
He's this nerdy, Asian guy.
Steph, are you judging him right now on his hair and glasses?
I'm putting myself in other people's shoes, and I'm going to judge them, and I'm going to say, okay, if I were to judge Julian, maybe it's because it's the blue hair and the glasses, and they think that you work in tech because
Listen,
of the
Steph,
way you look.
I am insulted. Stop judging me.
I'm sorry.
Stop judging
me,
okay?
She's just saying what maybe she thinks people are thinking here.
Yeah,
but
that's
yeah.
All.
How are you judged? Have you ever been judged before people even get to know you? 702-364-9400. And if we turn this around, what do you secretly judge people for? You can remain anonymous. Maybe you're not proud of it, but if you see someone doing something, wearing something, saying something, you're like, I automatically am going to judge you. We're all guilty of it. We can share coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were talking about how people are so quick to judge. And hey, we have all done it. If you say you've never judged someone, you are lying. But sometimes if you're on the receiving end of it, it does not feel good. And Steph, you've kind of dealt with that when you visited your dad. He's got the tattoos all over and people were just staring at him. And you were at the point where you were like, well, stare right back at you if you don't stop doing this. It was like, did they ever say anything? Did they ever like mention the tattoos or anything? Or they just sat there judging?
No words, just looks and judging looks. And you bet right after I judged them or stared back at them, never again did they look over at our table.
We are talking about what people judge you on, just off of pure looks or something you do, but also turning it around and admitting what we may judge people on. We've got Stephanie on the phone. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. What do you get judged on?
Good morning. I get judged on my 5 adopted children. They're all different races, and no matter where we go, I'm eyeballed. Oh, and so I have to say they're adopted.
That's a shame. So do you think people are looking at you thinking like you have 5 different baby daddies and stuff like that?
Oh, all the time. And then if my husband takes them somewhere, it's just as bad, if not worse.
Stephanie, if I can say, I think it's a beautiful thing. Do y'all remember the brand Benetton? Do y'all know that Benetton?
No.
It was a brand back in the day, and they had this commercial out, and it had babies from every single, like every different ethnicity. It was the cutest thing. If you Google Benetton, we get a chance. Not while you're driving. It's the cutest thing. But Stephanie, I think it's incredible. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
Stephanie has her own Benetton hat.
Yeah.
Like in her home. I love it. The thing I get judged on has to be, like, number one is my love of BTS. It is something that no matter who I talk to about it, I get judged. Like, the second I mention that I love BTS, people give me this look like, really? Like, isn't that for kids? Like, and I sit there like, yes, I am a grown woman. I scream at their concerts and I'm there with other people, teenagers, moms, grandmas. And guess what? We are having the best time. So don't even worry about it. And also today is RM's birthday. So happy birthday, RM. So yeah, he is my bias. It's crazy. People really judge me on that a lot.
I just can't imagine that. Like, it's just by looks. Like, no one's ever said anything to you. Like, have they actually said that it's for, like, you're really into that? They've actually said that verbally?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I used to get, hate texts. Like, you're too old to like BTS. Like, okay, thanks. I'll stop liking them just because you think I shouldn't like them. It's just, it's so ridiculous. But on the other end, like, when we talk about, you know, those moments where you maybe realize you're the one doing the judging, I remember this sticks out to me, Steph, because yesterday you said that, or maybe it was a couple of days ago, you judge people that don't make their beds.
Yes, I do. I secretly judge people if they don't make their beds and I'm going over their house.
Yeah, like, we all do it. We judge and we get judged. And for me, those are the people that don't return their shopping carts to the car crawl. I judge them so hard. I'm like, you were fine like a minute ago walking out, but now you can't walk 3 feet and put it in the car corral. That is the thing that I constantly judge people on.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's also very disrespectful. You know what I mean? It's very, just put the cart back in the corral.
Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to admit what you judge people on?
Oh, absolutely. I was a vet tech for 15 years, and when people have chihuahuas, I'm like, you chose this on purpose?
What do you have against chihuahuas?
They're little demons in tiny bodies.
Demons.
And the other thing is, if their nails are absurdly long, I don't care what breed it is, I will judge you if your dog's nails are too long.
Oh, that is so funny. Morgan, you know, Steph is dog sitting a chihuahua this weekend. Do you have any advice for her?
Godspeed.
Thank you, Morgan. I'll need it because he's a crazy little demon.
That is hilarious. Let's talk to Thomas. Thomas, we're talking about the judging. Do you judge? What do you get judged on? What is it for you?
So what I get judged on is the fact that my wife is the money holder. I am the money maker. She's the money holder, and she gives me money all the time, and everybody always looks at us like we're crazy. Like, why is she giving him the money?
You're the man. You should have the money.
I should have the money, yeah. But I let her pay the bills, and she does everything, and she loves it. And I'm happy with it. But they judge me because she's always giving me money.
I feel like, yeah, there's always in a relationship that one person that kind of just handles the money. It doesn't mean like they control it all. They just kind of budget. They do all that stuff. And I'm the same way. I do that. My husband, he's the only one that carries cash. I don't even carry cash. So he goes to get the money. But I'm like, hey, we can't spend money on this month, or watch this spending, stuff like that. And not trying to be a dictator or anything. But yeah, it happens. Claudia, good morning. What do you get judged on?
Yeah, no, I actually judge.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm in the other end.
What is it?
And it is a girl's nails, long nails. And I judge them because when I see them, it's like, you are cooking with that?
Oh, man, because, yeah, stuff gets under there, right?
I know. How do they get anything accomplished with those long, long nails?
But correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, that's part of that style, right? I mean, that's fashion.
I mean, it's cooking, working.
Got it.
Planting. I don't know. Not everything. You cannot get anything done with big, big, long nails.
Got it. It's not efficient. Thank you,
my nails are not super long, but I do have them. And there'll be points like at the end of the day where I'm like, what is that under there? I'm like, oh, gosh, that was from my sandwich today at lunch. That's disgusting. Why is that still there? So, yeah, if anyone has longer nails than me, I can't imagine. So, yeah, hey, it's fair game. We judge. We get judged. That's just the way life goes. All right. Let's do this right now. It is time to win. We are going to play Heads Up. Your tickets right now to see Daughtry coming to the Edge Pavilion in Laughlin on September 20th. Not only do we have your tickets to that concert, but we're going to hook you up with a one-night hotel stay at the Edgewater Casino. You don't even have to drive back that night. Just make it a whole date night with hotel and tickets to the concert. Caller 20, you're going to play Heads Up. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you will win. Today's category, since it's Friday, there's only one left. That category is Law and Order. Think you can do it? Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant. It's Dawn. Dawn, good morning. Happy Woo! Friday. You're caller 20.
Woo! Hi, happy Friday.
Are you ready to do this? This is going to be really easy. We're going to get you these tickets to see Daughtry. You just got to get six answers in 60 seconds. In Heads Up, your category today, Dawn, is Law and Order. So National Police Women Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with the police, law enforcement, stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, 6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, Dawn, good luck. Heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
When you're a police officer, you usually show this to show that you're a police officer.
A badge.
Yes. When you are going to jail, they'll usually put these on your wrists.
Handcuffs.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to take you into this place and book you. And there's
jail.
Yes, jail. Yes. When you get to jail, they take your picture and that's called your what?
Mugshot.
Yes. I am investigating a crime. I am a what?
Detective.
Yes, yes. I work at the 911 center. I am at what? I got a call. I've got to send a police officer out there. I'm working where? At what? Let's pass. If I put this in your face, it's gonna hurt your eyes. I press a button and it comes.
Pepper spray.
Yes, yes, yes. I almost said spray, but I caught myself before I did it. Dawn, congratulations! Yay. You just won. We passed on one. It was dispatch. I got a call dispatch, but it didn't matter because you got the tickets and you're going to see Daughtry at the Edge Pavilion in Laughlin on September 20th. We're also going to get you that one-night hotel stay at the Edgewater Casino. Super cool. Congratulations. And hey, don't go anywhere because coming up in just a few minutes, 9 o'clock, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind. Get this weekend started. It's all on the way. It's Mix.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, Taylor Swift, she has her fans in full detective mode yesterday. When a new countdown appeared on her website, it's tied to her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl, and it froze at exactly 51.55%. So Swifties were digging into the site's source code, and they quickly connected the number to a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey. And this is where she talked about the Easter eggs at the 51.55 mark. So at that exact point in the interview, Taylor says her hints are always going to be towards music or a musical, something I'm coming up with or something I have coming up. A plan I have coming together. So fans think that this paused countdown is more than a glitch. They are convinced that she could drop her first single today, since it's the 12th and this will be her 12th studio album. So we are anxiously awaiting. We've got our people observing. I hope that happens. That would be amazing. And if that wasn't enough, Taylor also announced on Instagram that fans who pre-ordered The Life of a Showgirl, they're going to get a behind the scenes video called A Look Behind the Curtain. And that's going to feature her explaining the inspirations behind the album. She recorded a lot of it in Sweden, most of it in Sweden, with Max Martin and Shellback, and they're going to kind of describe the process. So that album officially comes out on October 3rd.
You know, I'm low-key pretty glad I'm a part-time Swiftie, because if I was a full-time Swiftie, I feel like I'd get no sleep.
There's a lot of work to be done, yes.
Yes, the fact that they broke it down. You said 51% in the 51, video?
51.55.
Maybe that's normal for everyone. That's not normal to me. And I think that's awesome, though.
It's all numbers with her. She's very, very strategic when it comes to that kind of stuff. So you got to be on the lookout for everything. And I love it personally. I think it's a lot of fun. Also this morning, today is National Video Game Day. Yeah.
Hey.
A new study suggests that all the time with a controller in a kid's hand could actually pay off. Literally, researchers found that kids who play video games earn an average of $5,451 more per year than adults that were non-gamers. And FIFA players top the charts. Their average salaries are close to $71,000. Even casual mobile gamers, like those that play games like Candy Crush and stuff, they show higher incomes. PlayStation fans edge out Nintendo, Xbox, and PC players. And the benefits go beyond money, too, because gamers are 71% more likely to have been promoted recently. And nearly half of kids who play are reported to have excellent grades.
You played video games when you were a kid, right? Yeah,
a little bit? Just a couple. I was only into a couple of games. Mario, Street Fighter. Right now I play Candy Crush. I was playing Fortnite quite a bit with my kids, but they were just destroying me. They were so much better than me. I loved playing it when we were on the same team, but never against them.
Did your parents ever tell you to stop playing video games? Oh, it's a waste of time. You're rotting your brain. Did you ever get that?
No. My parents were for it, because then it meant I wasn't in their face.
Okay.
They loved it. They were like, yeah, go play video games.
I was just thinking back. I get it all the time. I never played a lot, but anytime I play, my parents would think it's a waste. And now, you know, you fast forward all these years, it is a literal career. You know what I mean? You have all these people like PewDiePie making careers out of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so much money to be made in that, too.
Yeah, I'm for it. It definitely, I think, I can see why people would make more. It definitely makes you think, I think, a lot deeper, solutions-based, and more analytical. So I get it. Yeah.
And finally, this morning, a new Yelp report reveals which U.S. cities are the most committed to the glow up life. Los Angeles tops the list of beauty obsessed cities. I don't think that was a big surprise on that, but they were followed by San Francisco and New York. So this data, it's based on tens of millions of searches for everything from brow laminations to med spas. And the hottest trend right now in cosmetic treatments for the time being is
veneers. The searches for veneers skyrocketed more than 500% in the past year. Pilates also surging. Huge growth there. So where does Las Vegas fall on the list? Are we beauty obsessed? The answer is yes. We are the number 9 most beauty obsessed city in the United States.
I think that's something to be proud of. What do you think? I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with caring how you look, right?
I wouldn't argue that. But I think that being obsessed with anything, though, can be dangerous. So if you're beauty obsessed, that may mean you're taking it a little too far. But hey, whatever makes you happy, right?
Yeah, maybe obsessed is a little strong. Looking back, you're right about that.
All right. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind, your favorite throwback songs. Get your request in early. 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.